It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. At least five women have publicly accused the spouse of the UW-Whitewater chancellor, who held a ceremonial and unpaid role on campus, of sexual harassment. We learn more about the scope of these investigations from Karen Herzog, a higher education reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been covering this issue since the beginning. Karen, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
Per your reporting, at least five women have publicly accused Pete Hill, the spouse of UW-Whitewater's Chancellor Beverly Copper, of sexual harassment. Where are we with this investigation?
Well, a third investigation has been launched into claims that he sexually harassed women on the UW-Whitewater campus. The first investigation was in 2017, and in that case, the claim was unsubstantiated. But at that time, Mr. Hill was required to take sexual harassment training. It was the second investigation earlier this year by an independent investigator for UW System that prompted President of the System, Ray Cross, to strip the title, the honorary role, from Mr. Hill and ban him from campus. Now, after I published the story on Friday, based on documents that I obtained through an open records request, a fifth woman, the last, most recent, well, actually she's not the last woman, a fourth woman came forward Friday after reading the story, and she is a Whitewater City Councilwoman. Shortly after she came forward, a fifth woman came forward to the Chronicle of Higher Education. She works in higher education, and I have not been told whether there's a separate investigation on that. It's unclear whether she reported her claims to UW System.
Is there a sense that there will be more allegations coming out?
Typically in these cases, that happens once a couple of individuals come forward. If there are others who want to come forward but previously have been afraid to, they may do so. Now, the investigator in the investigation over the summer said that she felt there was a pattern of behavior in Mr. Hill and that he didn't acknowledge that there was a problem. In fact, he has vehemently denied all of the allegations against him. So it's unclear whether that will happen, but there have been comments from several people who contacted Senator Steve Noss that there is a climate on campus that people are afraid, if they have concerns, to take them to the chancellor's office, to the administration, and that's why they went to a state senator for help.
So when was the campus made aware of these allegations?
The campus was not made aware of these allegations until Friday, when the Journal Sentinel first published its report on the allegations against the chancellor's husband. She was made aware of the results of the investigation that found him to have committed these acts in June. She did not notify the campus at that time. She did not notify the campus that her husband was banned from activities. It's unclear who knew, if anyone other than her and UW System, that he was not allowed to be on campus. She waited. She could have told the campus at that time, but chose not to.
What was Hill's role on the campus? What was he doing?
He had a ceremonial role. It was unpaid, and it was an honorary position, but it was a high profile position. He basically was involved in fundraising and athletics, especially fundraising for athletics, golf outings, things like that. Also alumni events, and he attended a lot of formal function dinners. Galas, all kinds of things that made him gave him a lot of access to women who would work at the university, and as well as that students. Two of the individuals who have come forward are former students.
Do you know if this type of role is typical for the spouses of chancellors in the UW system?
Yes, it is not an unusual situation. There are three other chancellors currently in the UW system who are women. I know that UW-Madison Chancellor Becky Blank's husband also has an honorary position. It's not unusual because typically in entertaining, if you're married, your spouse may be there, and it's considered something that is good for the university to have the full support of a couple when one member is the chancellor of a university.
What is Chancellor Copper saying about this?
Chancellor Copper, when she issued her statement on Friday to the campus, it was 4 minutes after the UW system released the records to me. She said that it was a difficult situation and that it was something that she normally would not discuss personnel issues publicly, but she had the permission of the UW system to do so. She said she supported the decision and put it into effect immediately when her husband was banned. She also said that it was her top priority to make sure that UW-Whitewater is a welcoming campus and a positive and safe environment for everyone there.
How long has she been at UW-Whitewater?
She's been at UW-Whitewater since 2010. Prior to being named chancellor in 2015, she was a provost. So she has been in a role on campus that would put her in close proximity to students, although Mr. Hill would not have had a role on the campus until 2015.
Mm-hmm. Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about allegations of sexual harassment, which have been levied against the spouse of the chancellor at UW-Whitewater. It's an ongoing situation. The story broke this past Friday, and we're talking about it here this morning. So what are some of the specifics that we know about these allegations?
Typically, the allegations involve suggestive comments, sexually suggestive comments. And he apparently is a hugger. He is considered very gregarious, always has a smile, greeted several of these women with hugs whenever he saw them. So there was uncomfortable physical contact. However, in the case of the Whitewater City Councilwoman, his comments about her appearance and romantic relationships became more brazen. She was a student government leader. And it escalated to the point in 2015 after she had graduated. She was a councilwoman, and she ran into him outside a coffee shop, and she said that she was wearing a skirt. He hugged her, and he touched her inappropriately.
Mm. How's the campus and community reacting to this story since it broke?
Well, there's obviously a lot of shock. It's not a typical thing to happen. It's a very unusual case. It's also unusual in that it's the woman who's being asked to resign from a position based on sexual harassment allegations that are against her husband. So the situation is that she's in a position of responsibility to the university, but she also has a responsibility and obligation to her husband. So she's caught between, the proverbial rock and hard place, and that she's got conflicting interests.
And what are you, there are those who are calling for the resignation of the chancellor. Why do they think she should resign?
They believe she should resign because of the climate on campus that they say she has created, that there is a climate of fear, that there may be more women who would want to come forward. There's also concern about how she handled this, that she didn't bring it forward to the campus earlier, that perhaps she should have done that, and there are also questions about what did she know about her husband's behavior and when, and whether that could open the campus up to liability legally with women who filed claims against her husband.
Karen Herzog, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Karen Herzog is higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm John Munson. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.